Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Halo shampoo. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair presents the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kern, Bruce Parra, George Neese, the sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
He met a gal in calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday beau till he rode away. Does he want her? Does he want her love? Yes, sirree.
Will he win her? Will he win her love? Wait and see.
Working with a rodeo, goes from town to town.
Most every kind of gal, every kind of gal.
But who makes his heart sing?
Yippee-yi, yippee-oh.
That little gal in calico.
Take my gal in calico down in Santa Fe. Guess I better let her know that I feel this way.
Is she waiting?
She'd better be.
Will I win her?
Will I win her?
Yes, sirree.
He's gonna quit the rodeo.
Gonna settle down.
Buy a bolt of calico
for a wedding gown.
Then will he fence her in?
Yippee-yi, yippee-oh. That little gal in calico.
Well, Mrs. Prutwistle, the social leader of Brentwood, is planning a swank party at her home for Lord Reginald Chumley. Judy hasn't been invited because Mrs. Prutwistle's social secretary feels that Judy's manners aren't what they should be. As our scene opens, Judy's boyfriend, Benchley Botsford, is trying to talk the social secretary into inviting her.
I'm sorry, Benchley, but at our last party, Miss Canova's manners were atrocious.
Oh, why? What did she do?
Young man, I've seen soup siphoned, I've seen soup gargled, but that was the first time I ever heard it yodel.
Gosh, yodeling soup is bad.
Oh, not too bad. Three couples thought it was Guy Lombardo and got up to dance. However, if it means so much to Miss Canova, I'll brave Mrs. Prutwistle's wrath and send Judy an invitation.
Oh, Judy, isn't it exciting? You've been invited to Mrs. Prutwistle's party for Lord Chumley.
Yeah, Maggie. What time do you think they'll be eating over there?
Well, the Prutwistles usually tea at 4, cocktail at 6, and nightclub at 10.
Just like my daily program. I always cheeseburger at 5, dill pickle at 8, and nightmare at 12. Golly, Aunt Aggie, Benchley said Miss Prutwistle was worried about my table manners.
No wonder, Judy. At her last party, you kept eating with your left hand.
Well, it was the cleanest.
Judy, it's proper to hold your fork in your right hand.
Oh, shucks, what difference does it make which hand I use? My mouth's in the middle, ain't it? Better look again, I don't know. Anyhow, I didn't pick up my fried chicken in my hand.
Well, you could have, Judy. It was perfectly proper for you to pick up your chicken in your hands and let everyone see it.
Not me, Aunt Aggie. If you got the part I got, you wouldn't have been proud of it neither. I didn't want them to see it.
Judy, Mrs. Prutwistle wants everything to be perfect tonight. You know Lord Chumley will be at the party.
Oh, shucks, I've met him. He's that Englishman who says, tally-ho, what, pip-pip.
When Mrs. Prutwistle introduced him to you, did he say that?
No, he saw me and he said, tally-ho, what, is this your idea of a pip?
Judy, some of the biggest people in California will be at that party tonight.
The biggest people in California?
Somebody talking about me.
Oh, hello, Geranium. Say, what's in that package?
Well, I'm going to a party tonight, too, Miss Judy.
And my new dress just came.
A new dress? Navy blue?
No, I'm a surplus. Yeah, I better open this this package. I hope they sent me the right thing.
Oh, boy. I bet you're going to look doggy at that party tonight.
Doggy is right. They sent me a pup tent.
Oh, golly, Terrania, they sure were dumb sending you a tent. Why, you can't wear that.
I know. It's three sizes too small.
Well, listen, at the party this year, is your lodge going to give prizes again?
Oh, yeah, Miss Judy. You know, last year, one girl got a prize for being the most charming, and another girl got a prize for being the most beautiful.
Yeah, well, what about you?
I got a prize for being the most.
Well, didn't you win some kind of a title that night?
Yeah, honey, they voted me Miss Sidewalks of New York.
Miss Sidewalks of New York?
Yeah, I'm a east side and west side all around the town.
Golly, I sure want to make a good impression on Lord Chumley at that party tonight. Boy, when he sees me in that beautiful formal, he'll bow from the waist, kiss my hand, and in that perfect English accent, he'll say,
"Pardon me for talking in your face in your ear."
Pedro. Say, you're late. What happened?
Well, my cousin Gonzales stayed at my house last night, and I had a terrible time getting him up.
Why, Pedro?
Well, he didn't feel so good, Senorita. His girlfriend stood him up at a party last night.
She stood him up?
Si, but he kept falling down. Senorita, I had a blind date last night. I was like Humphrey Bogart. I called my blind date Baby.
Baby? Why, because she was like Lauren Bacall?
No, because she only has one tooth. Senorita, my blind date was one of twins.
Twins?
Si. And last night, the three of us went for a ride in the Tunnel of Love.
Oh, gosh, Pedro, in the dark, how can you tell the twins apart?
It's easy. Her brother has a mustache. Boy, but when it came to making love, oh, I was a Don Juan, and she was a Don Juana.
She was?
See, when I asked her for a kiss, she said, "I Don Juana." Well, I will go now, Senorita. Es de luego.
And a case of lumbago to you too, Pedro. Come in. Why, it's Benchley Botford.
Hello, Judy.
Howdy, Benchley.
Oh, Judy, don't move. What a picture you are. You look positively pulchritudinous.
Yes, what's the difference so long as I'm pretty?
Oh, Judy, I'll be proud to have Lord Chumley meet you at that party tonight.
Proud? Oh, gosh, Benchley, I ain't that pretty. Oh,
Judy, after all, beauty is only skin deep.
I know, and I sure wish I'd start peeling.
Oh, Judy, you're cute. How about a kiss?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, yes, Judy, I'm going to kiss you and kiss you and kiss you.
Benchley, Aunt Aggie once told me if you ever tried to kiss me, I should tell you to stop.
But, Judy, I won't stop.
Well, I've done my duty.
Okay, I am going to kiss you. Oh, Judy, no other girl in the world could kiss like that. I said no other girl in the world could kiss like that.
Yes, who's arguing?
Oh, Judy, let me kiss you again. Let me hold you tightly in my arms and press you close to me.
Okay, Benchley, hold me close. Ye willikers.
Oh, Judy, what happened?
I don't know, Benchley, but whatever it was, come down off that chandelier and let's try it again.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap, therefore cannot leave dulling soap film. The first time you use Halo, your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The natural color and luster shine through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff and grease, needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsmen singing their interpretation of George Gershwin's I've Got Rhythm.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I got dreams, I got my man, who could ask for anything more? Woman, come on, I don't mind him, you won't find him.
Well, Judy and Benchley have just arrived at Mrs. Prutwhistle's party, which he's giving in honor of Lord Chumley, the visiting British nobleman. Judy's worried because she's eager to make a good impression on the guest of honor.
Oh, golly, Benchley, I'm nervous.
Oh, don't worry. You'll be all right, Judy.
Well, do you think I look all right?
Oh, yes. Say, that's a lovely tea gown you have on. But, Judy, why are you wearing such a tight choker necklace?
To keep me from strangling when they serve the tea. The last time Miss Prutwhistle served tea, I nearly swallowed the tea bag.
Golly, Judy, how did you drink your tea?
Oh, I just put the tea bag in my mouth and poured it in the hot water. Took a little lemon with it. Don't everybody do that? Gee, I hope I do the right thing at this party.
Well, Judy, when Mrs. Prutwhistle greets you, you just be yourself. Uh-oh, the old buzzard's swooping down on us now.
Miss Canova, I presume?
Howdy, ma'am.
I am Mrs. Prutwhistle.
Mrs. what whistle?
Mrs. Prutwhistle.
Say, you'd ought to get that fixed. I think you got a leaky gasket there.
Miss Canova, I'd like you to meet my brother-in-law, the captain.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Canova? I am Captain Fogbound J. Prutwhistle.
You swab women and children
Miss
first.
Canova.
Forgot to blow the water wings. I'm dead, but
I can't tell whether you're naturally stupid, intentionally rude and uncouth, or just plain ignorant.
Got you over a barrel, ain't it?
Young lady, I'll have you know my heritage goes back to the nobility of France. My mother was a Bourbon.
Yeah, and your father was an old chaser. Why, he hung around so many skirts, they used to call him Ruffles.
Good gracious, Miss Canova. Here comes Lord Tumley. I'm almost ashamed to have you meet him. Well, my dear Lord Tumley, I do hope you're having a good time.
Oh, yes, indeed, my dear hostess.
I say you do look ravishing in that clinging, strapless gown, Mrs. Prout. Whistle. Miss Canova, I want you to meet Lord Tumley, England's gift to America.
Oh, hello, my dear. Cheerio, pip-pip, what-o, gadook, tally-ho, what-what, hi-a-toot, and all that sort of rot.
Gosh, is this all we're going to get out of Lindley?
Oh, Miss Canova, I feel topping. I'm full of champagne.
Oh, full of champagne?
Yes, but no matter how full I get, the man who comes around with the brushes is fuller. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, that's right. That's a joke, daughter.
By Jove, I picked that one right out of the air.
Well, put it back. It needs all the air it can get.
My dear, when I left London, they told me I'd knocked them over in Los Angeles.
Oh, shucks, that's no trick at all if you got a California driver's license.
You know, I hear your standard of living is very high in California. A chicken in every pot and two cars in every garage.
No, you got that wrong. It's a smudge pot in every parlor and two families in every garage.
You know, I love the simple life.
Well, if you think people out here live a simple life, you should have seen my family. They were really simple. Every day back in Cactus Junction was just like the next.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'll never forget one day back in Cactus Junction. Ma was saying to Pa...
Wake up, Pa, you lazy critter. Wake up.
I ain't been sleeping so good lately, Ma.
Why not, Pa?
Well, I sleep good nights and I sleep pretty good mornings. But in the afternoons, I get kind of restless.
Kind of peaked pale this morning. What's wrong?
I keep forgetting to breathe. Ma, where's Willie?
I sent him down to the barber shop to get a shave, Pa. He's a starting kindergarten today.
Ma, where's Grandpa?
Grandpa's in bad shape. Sir, we gotta stop of feeding him that red heart.
Why, Ma? What's wrong?
Him and the dog had a fight over a bone again.
Did Grandpa have his false teeth in?
No, but he sure give that dog an awful gumming.
How come Grandpa didn't have his false teeth in, Ma?
What'd you say, Pa?
Do I have to say all of that over again? I said,
well, unless you write it, and then I couldn't read it now.
I said, how come Grandpa didn't have his false teeth in, Ma?
He let me borrow him.
What for?
Oh, I used them to put some fancy scalloping on the edge of a pie, sir. Was out. You should have saw that pie.
Well, Ma, what's for breakfast?
I made some hash, Pa.
What's in it?
I cleaned out the icebox. How does it taste?
We sure need a new mop.
Oh, look, here comes Judy's boyfriend, Luke. Howdy, Luke.
Howdy, folks. I come over to court Judy. I'd have been here sooner, but I couldn't get this here pickle barrel off in my neck.
How did it get on there, Lukey?
Well, I was trying to get a pickle out of the barrel, and I got my head catched in the bunghole.
Look, Pa, Lukey's a-wearing shoes.
Yeah, Lukey, you got on one brown shoe and one black shoe.
Yeah, and by dingy-dongies, I got another pair at home. Just like them.
Lukey, you and Judy ought to get hitched.
Yeah, Lukey. If you and Judy got married and got a place of your own, before you knowed it, the house would be filled with patter of little feet.
What? Just feet? No children?
Lukey, you're just plain dumb.
Well, shucks, I ain't found myself yet.
Well, don't bother looking. You're better off lost. Lukey, you look terrible. Don't you ever wash.
Lukey washes, Ma. He just dries a bad color.
Why, and you go into the room, Lukey. Judy's in there signing a report card. Oh, I know she'll be plumb happy.
Tell me, that's how we live down at Cactus Junction.
Oh, really, Miss Canova? I was never so mortified in my life. I'm afraid you've offended Lord Tumley's finer sensibilities.
Oh, no, on the contrary. I find those Hill Williams most fascinating.
Oh, you do, Lord Tumley?
Oh, yes, and if I may say so, Miss Canova, your naivety is ripping.
My witch is what?
I said your naivety is ripping.
Well, don't just stand there. Get a needle and thread and I'll sew it up.
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. It's true. Doctors prove Palmolive soap can bring 2 out of 3 women a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. And this plan was tested on women with all types of skin.
Even women with dry skin,
oily skin,
rough skin,
women in their 50s,
even women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, have proved the 14-day Palmolive plan improves all types of skin. Yes, brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. Start your 14-day Palmolive plan now. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
2.
Then massage your face for 60 seconds with Palmolive soft, lovely lather. You see, 1 full minute of this cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full beautifying effect.
3.
Then rinse. Do this just 3 times a day for 14 days.
And that's all. Remember, doctors prove this beauty plan with Palmolive soap brought 2 out of 3 of all women tested a more beautiful complexion in just 14 days. No matter what beauty care they used before. So get Palmolive soap. See what Palmolive can do for your own complexion in only 14 days.
And for tub or shower, for loveliness all over, get the new big thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now back to Judy Canova and the Sportsman singing the beautiful ballad, And So to Bed.
The moon is fair. So to bed.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives us great pleasure to present an outstanding radio commentator and newspaper man whose column appears in the Los Angeles Daily News, the New York World Telegram, and 600 other newspapers, Erskine Johnson.
Johnson, this is a pleasant surprise. What brings you here tonight?
Judy, I've come to present you with an award because you consistently maintained high standards of comedy on the air and in the movies during the past year. You make it funny and keep it clean at the same time, Judy, and we can always count on you for entertainment that pleases the whole family. So tonight, Judy, I'm very happy indeed to present you with my 1946 Award of Achievement.
Oh, thank you, Austin.
This is Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion and be sure to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. Now, here's Judy.
We're a little late, folks, so good night. Be with us next week.
The Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward and Hank Ladd and is produced and directed by Joe Rhines. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.